السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, once again we have gathered tonight for this majlis of zikr. The mention of anything from the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, any mention of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's a'mal, his akhlaq, his actions, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sunnats, or any mention of namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, nikah, talaq, masail, rights of people, rights of parents, of children, of wives, and for the wives of their husbands. The mention of all these things is zikrullah. Because the purpose of all this is to get this connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person is going to make amal, that is when he's going to get a connection. I was speaking to one friend after Asar. Said Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made one dua. I'm not going into the whole detailed explanation that I gave to him, which Allah Ta'ala put into my mind at that time. I said Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he made a dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbaka. وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكَ. First two things that is mentioned there, أَسْأَلُكَ حُبَّكَ. Oh Allah, I seek from you your love. I want your love, oh Allah. And then I want the love of those who love you. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the most beloved of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he is saying that, oh Allah, I want your love. And I want the love of those who love you. Whereas it should have been we seeking that love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, just as in Mi'raj, he did not forget the ummat. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Salamati upon you, O my beloved Nabi. And Allah ta'ala's mercy and his blessings. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam included the whole ummat of the pious and the righteous ones. In the ummat, the pious and the righteous. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. Salamati be upon us and also upon all your righteous servants. That was his shan of rahmat. He was full of rahmat and mercy. He was there to share everything. There was no question of any kind of selfishness. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his whole life was sacrificed for the ummat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, oh Allah, bless me with your muhabbat and the muhabbat of those who love you. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in exchange, he says, oh my beloved Nabi, I'm just giving an explanation, not a translation. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells him, that, oh my beloved Nabi, You are seeking from me the love of those who love me. That means Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is seeking the love of Allah Ta'ala and the love of those who love Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that you are seeking that from me. My love and the love of those who love me. So I am saying that قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say to the people, if you love Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then follow me. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, then you must say to the people that if you love Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then follow me. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala will love you. Now look at the chain now. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, give me the love of those who love you. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that those who love me must first have in their lives your obedience. They must make ita'at, they must obey, they must follow your way. When they will do that, when they will follow you, when they will obey you, when they will make ittiba of you, so then I will love them. I'm giving an explanation. Then Allah Ta'ala says, I will love them. Allah Ta'ala's love now is subject to following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now when Allah Ta'ala will love them, then it means Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam now, he is saying, Ya Allah, give me the love of these people now who are loving you. So that is the way to get to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to get to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then it means that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has been seeking the love of such awliya-i-kiram. Whereas those people became awliya because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether it is Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, whether it is the 124,000 companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that were in Arafat, whether it is Khaja Muinuddin Ajmeri rahmatullah alayhi, Bakhtiyar Kaki rahmatullah alayhi, Alauddin Sabir Kalyari rahmatullah alayhi, all these great, great awliya of the past and all the awliya of the present and all the awliya that will come in future. All of them got their wilayat because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If there was no Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his teachings, could anybody would have become waliullah? Can anybody become waliullah without Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his teachings? And yet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, Ya Allah, all those who are your walis, who are having muhabbat for you, now put in my heart their muhabbat. So there is great lessons to take from this. I have to go into it in that direction. But it really made me happy. Allah Ta'ala was just putting some kind of mazmoon. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, look at what he is seeking. But it is a lesson for us. It is all lesson for us. In any case, people are proceeding towards Madina Sharif now. And Allah Ta'ala's fazal and ihsan on most of those who have left. They have already entered Madina Sharif. They have conveyed salat and salam at the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Those who went on the Saudi flights, alhamdulillah, they were so fortunate that they had direct flights to Madina Sharif. So the heart, as I said last week also, the week before that, the hearts are being pulled in that direction, whether we go there or don't go there. But when a haji leaves, when a person proceeds in that direction, then the hearts of the ushaq, they are also pulled in that direction. So the Naat Sharif tonight is going to be in that direction. Although the voice may not reach those that are already there, but those that may be still going, or those that listen afterwards over the radio stations, and those who purchase the tapes and listen, so whoever is still going for Hajj, this is the peyam for them, or the message for them. Tayba ke jaane wale le ek payam le ja. Mera salam le ja, mera salam le ja. Tayba ke jaane wale le ek payam le ja, mera salam le ja, mera salam le ja. میرا سلام لے جا. Oh, you who is proceeding in the direction of Taiba, of Medina Sharif, take my salam, convey it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Taiba ke jaane wale, le ek payam le ja, mera salam le ja. میرا سلام لے جا. اے عازم مدینہ تجھ کو سفر مبارک, بطحا کی سرزمین کے شام و سحر مبارک. اے عازم مدینہ تجھ کو سفر مبارک, بطحا کی سرزمین کے شام و سحر مبارک. دشت و جبل مبارک, نخل و حجر مبارک, اس ارد محترم کے دیوار و در مبارک. اے عازم مدینہ تجھ کو سفر مبارک, بطحا کی سرزمین کے شام و سحر مبارک. دشت و جبل مبارک, نخل و حجر مبارک, اس ارد محترم کے دیوار و در مبارک. طیبہ کے جانے والے لے ایک سلام لے جا, میرا سلام لے جا, میرا سلام لے جا. Green Toyota Corolla, ND517386. Please remove your car. Oh, you who is proceeding in the direction of Medina Sharif, tujhko safar mubarak. May Allah Ta'ala make your safar a very, very blessed safar, a very mubarak safar, a very rewarding safar. May the mornings and the evenings, in other words, may your day and nights, or the days and nights that you spend in Medina Sharif, be full of barakat, full of rahmat, full of mercy. May the mountains of Medina Sharif be mubarak for you. May the date palms of Medina Sharif be mubarak for you. May the stones and the pebbles and the sand of Medina Sharif be mubarak. May that land of Medina Sharif with all the noor be mubarak. May the walls of the buildings of Medina Sharif be mubarak. May the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam be mubarak for you. May the green dome, Riyazul Jannah, the place where the Ashab al-Suffa used to be, may all the beautiful doors of that Mubarak Masjid, may all the Mubarak pillars be Mubarak for you. And Nurun ala Nur, the cherry on the top, or the whole purpose of that ziyarat, the khulasa of kainat, Jameelo me Ajmal, شریفوں میں اشرف, کاملوں میں اکمل, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم زیارت بھی مبارک for you. اے عازم مدینہ تجھ کو سفر مبارک, بطحا کی سرزمین کے شام و سحر مبارک. دشتو جبل مبارک نخل و حجر مبارک اس عرض محترم کے دیوار و در مبارک. طیبہ کے جانے والے لے ایک پیام لے جا میرا سلام لے جا میرا سلام لے جا. بیر علی سے آگے بیر علی سے آگے جب رہ گزر آئے ہر سمت کی فضا میں رنگ و بہار آئے. باد صبا کا جھونکا جب خوشگوار آئے اور دوش پر صبا کے خوشبو یار آئے. صلی علی کا تحفہ ہر ایک گام لے جا میرا سلام لے جا میرا سلام لے جا. When you will cross Bir Ali, you will be proceeding towards the Masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. After Bir Ali now is not very far. You have entered almost Madina Sharif and you are coming closer and closer to the Masjid. But even from that distance, when that beautiful fragrant breeze will blow, it will be bringing the fragrance of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So don't forget my salam. Mera salam le ja. Mera salam le ja. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A jayega nazar phir zeeshan sabz gumbad. آ جائے گا نظر پھر زیشان سبز گنبد راحت گئے نبی کی پہچان سبز گنبد. آ جائے گا نظر پھر زیشان سبز گنبد راحت گئے نبی کی پہچان سبز گنبد. عشق نبی کے یاروں کی جان سبز گنبد عشق نبی کے یاروں کی جان سبز گنبد تسکین قلب و جان کا سامان سبز گنبد. عشق نبی کے یاروں کی جان سبز گنبد تسکین قلب و جان کا سامان سبز گنبد. صلی علی کا تحفہ ہر ایک گام لے جا میرا سلام 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 لے جا. After that your gaze will fall on the green dome. That is the sign. If anybody wants to know where rests Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then from a distance when you see the green dome, then every ashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows that, that is the resting place of his most beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who may not have been there, but which Muslim hasn't seen a picture of the green dome on the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? And everyone knows that it's directly beneath there. Ishq-e Nabi ke yaro ki jaan sabz gumbad. Hardly will you find a poet who hasn't mentioned the green dome. Every ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his tongue, on his lip will be the green door. Discussion of Medina Sharif cannot be a discussion without the discussion of the green door. That is the status that Allah Ta'ala has given that green dome which is on the Rosa Mubarak. After that people have made green domes throughout the world. And they expect people to have the same respect for those green domes. Obviously, it's not going to be there. That is the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's the nisbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam that has given that green dome that kind of status. There are bricks that have been used in the construction of the toilets of this masjid. There are bricks that have been used outside in the veranda. There are bricks that have been used in the sahan section. And there are bricks which have been used in this masjid proper. Different stones have got different status. Nobody respects those stones that are there in the toilet. The tiles which are there in the mataf, where people make tawaf, can they be the same tiles that we have in our bathrooms? Can they have the same, our bathroom tiles, can they have the same status? So that green dome, it is because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, Ishq-e Nabi ke yaro, ki jaan sabz gumbad. Their life is the green dome. Taskeen-e qalb o jaan ka saman sabz gumbad. If you really want sukoon, you want peace, you want tranquility, you want to forget your worries of this world, then a gaze at the green dome, and it seems as if all the worries of this world just seem to vanish, disappear into thin air. If with real ishq and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person casts his glance on the green dome. Ay khush naseeb tujhko وہ ساعتیں ملیں گی جنت کی کیاریوں کی جب فرحتیں ملے گی. اے خوش نصیب تجھ کو وہ ساعتیں ملیں گی جنت کی کیاریوں کی جب فرحتیں ملے گی. یعنی کہ دین و دنیا کی نعمتیں ملے گی, یعنی کہ دین و دنیا کی نعمتیں ملے گی. اس وقت کی دعا میں میرا بھی نام لے جا. اس وقت کی دعا میں میرا بلا نام لے جا. You will then get the opportunity to be in the gardens of Jannat, Riyaz al-Jannah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, ma bayna bayti wa mimbari rawzatun min Riyaz al-Jannah. between my home and my mimbar is a garden of the gardens of Jannah. So you will get the opportunity to be in the Riyazul Jannah. You will get the beautiful opportunity of making namaz day, of making dua day, of shedding tears day, of making istighfar and tawbah day, of being very much so close, of being so close to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rauza Mubarak. So at that time he says, please don't forget this distant तैबा के जाने वाले ले एक पयाम ले जा मेरा सलाम ले जा मेरा सलाम ले जा सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम दुरूद शरीफ May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us with the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam we all can proclaim is the easy thing to do. But look at the sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu majma'een when they proclaimed the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then they were prepared to give their lives for the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They gave their lives in the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 70 sahabas became shaheed in Uhud. They wrote the history with the blood of their shahadat. And we cannot even make shaheed of those sins in our lives. We proclaim love and muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but we cannot bring the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our lives. We cannot even give up the major, major haram, the watching of evil on the television, on the internet, reading of filthy magazines, rave clubs, discos, drugs, dancing, singing, what kind of sins the ummah is involved in. And we say love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That kind of love, there's no dalil behind it, there's no proof. May Allah ta'ala make us all true ashiks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, I'm telling you, there's such enjoyment in the heart. That enjoyment is not outside, it's in the heart. When a person has got true love for Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there's such enjoyment that Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi was a real ashik of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says that when the fragrance of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat comes into my heart, the vocabulary of the languages of the world, they fail to put a description onto that experience that they had. They must have been experiencing something. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह जल जलालो अल्लाह 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What's the name? ND445675 and ND429786. Somebody wants to come out, just, I don't know where you are parked, just remove your purse. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Arhamar Rahimin Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram Ya Rabbana Zulamna Anfusana Wa In Lam Taghfir Lana Wa Tarhamna Lanakunanna Minal Khasirin Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah Most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh, my most tolerant Allah. Oh, my most tolerant Allah. My Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah. In this Mubarak night of Jumu'ah, we have raised our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. We haven't raised them before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. This very moment, my beloved Allah, each and every one of us are in your sight. You are seeing us. You are watching every move and every action, my beloved Allah. You are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. You have the knowledge of all that we have done from the time we became of age up till now. Our entire life is before you, my Allah. My beloved Allah. You are well aware of how negligent we have been with the farais in our lives, with the obligatory duties of our lives. You are well aware that from the time we became of age up till now, how much of our sight has been used for your disobedience, how much of our hearing for your disobedience, How much of our speech for your disobedience? How much of our hands and feet in your disobedience? How much of our wealth, our homes, our businesses, our properties for your disobedience? How much of disobedience in our travels around the world? How much of disobedience in our dealings and transactions? My beloved Allah, you are well aware. Nothing is hidden from your sight. You could have sent the tsunamis and destroyed us. You could have sent the gale force winds and destroyed us. You could have shaken the earth beneath our feet and destroyed us. You could have caused the roofs of our homes to collapse over our heads. My beloved Allah, you could have seized us there and then when we were disobeying you. You could have brought embarrassment, shame, disgrace and humiliation upon us. But how loving you are. How compassionate you are. How generous you are. How forgiving you are. How tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us to eat and drink and wear. You haven't seized and snatched away the bounties. Very Allah, we are therefore seeking forgiveness. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members and ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and love. Fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us true ashiks, my beloved Allah, of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the tawfiq of ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the tawfiq of obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts, my beloved Allah, with the ishq and muhabbat of yours and Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of embarrassment, disgrace and humiliation. Nafs and shaitan want to see us go into the fire of Jahannam. Nafs and shaitan, my beloved Allah, our enemies. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Don't let us be the proverbial fox. Ya Allah, make us like lions against our nafs. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. The ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering throughout the globe. Which part of the world is the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam not suffering? We know we are the major cause of the problems of the ummat. We have distanced ourselves from deen and sharia, Quran and sunnah. But my beloved Allah, don't turn away your glance of mercy from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the pain and the suffering and the difficulties wherever they may be. Palestine, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, Congo. Whichever part of the world the ummah is suffering, Ya Allah, remove the suffering. Remove the suffering of mankind around the globe. Bless everyone with hidayat and guidance. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. My beloved Allah, we are sick and ailing. Give us shifa. Mere pyare Allah, hum bimar hai. Hame shifa ata farma. We are spiritually sick. We are physically ill. We know that physical ailments can sometimes be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. But my beloved Allah, we are not of the pious and the righteous ones. My beloved Allah, forgive our sins and give us shifa from all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. And even if it is a rahmat for those pious and righteous ones, Ya Allah, change it to the rahmat of good health. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy and envy, of evil passions and desires. Fill our hearts with good desires, my beloved Allah. Make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. Koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangata hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangata hu. Ho jaye mera, main ho jaao uska. Yehi raat din mein dua mangata hu. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have gone under operations or those who will be going for operations, bless them all with shifa-e kamil, ajil, daim. Those who have met up with accidents or those who are suffering from different kinds of sicknesses, my beloved Allah, bless everyone with shifa. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their financial problems. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who are studying, make them give some success in their examinations. Ya Allah, bless them with success in their examinations. Make them assets for our communities. Protect them from the fitnas at the institutions. Those who are going for hajj or have gone for hajj, bless them with maqbool and mabroor hajj. Make their hajj easy, my Allah. Accept their tawaf and the ziyarat. Accept their umrahs. Accept their Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa ibadat. Ya Allah, accept the ziyarat of Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us all also, my beloved Allah, with the ziyarat of Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us all with hajj, my beloved Allah. No one goes there on the strength of their wealth or their property or their status and position. Whoever has been will go, Ya Allah. It will be with your blessings, with your fazal, with your kindness and ihsan. My beloved Allah, take us all repeatedly to those mubarak lands. Bless us with the noor and the rahmat and the barakat of those mubarak lands. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouths, bottle of wine in our hands. Or in adultery or fornication or watching some filth on the television screen or internet site or reading some filthy magazine or any kind of haram action. Jab marne ka waqt aaye, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba, with burial in Baqi. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا یا اللہ You are well aware of the good wishes, the desires, the aspiration, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, they have made a sacrifice for this zikr majlis. They have made zikrullah and now raise their hands before you. Fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and the suffering of each and every individual. With your fazal and kindness and ihsan, remove the pain and suffering. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh wa da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ijtimaat, gash, taleem ko qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanqah ko قبول فرما، تمام انجمنوں کو قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.